Just wait. Ah, yes. Thank you for coming in. Other students and staff typically won't bother me if my office door is closed, so we shouldn't have any issue with privacy. I wanted to talk to you confidentially about your grades. You said you have a few hours before your next class, right? Ah, this shouldn't take long. But you never know. So, let's get to it. You started out well this term, but then what happened? I mean, this is your final year, and your assignments have been late. You missed the midterm altogether. In fact, I'm quite surprised you're still coming to class at all, really. Even if you were to ace the last assignment and the final exam, you're going to have a tough time passing this course, which, might I remind you, is a prerequisite for graduating your program. I mean, sure, it's not a big deal if, say, you could just take it next term, right? There's a problem with that plan, though. Due to a lack of resources, I happen to know we won't be offering this class again till the following year. Officially, I have to recommend that you drop this course, mark it as a course preview, and retake it the next time it's offered. But unofficially, I want to help you out. Even though you slipped up this time, you're a pretty good student. Some of your TAs last year spoke very highly of you and mentioned you were helping them out in the group activities. Personally, I think it was very kind of you to be so helpful. Now, off the record, I need a person who can follow instructions well for something I have been wanting to do. I can give you some extra credit to boost your marks to pass this course, if you agree. What I want to do is not difficult, but if you want to do this, then you're committed. Think of it as a sort of a social or behavioral experiment, if you will. You follow all of my instructions, and at the very end, you'll get 25% extra credit. Interested? Good. We may as well get started right away, then. I'll make sure we wrap things up today in time for you to get to your next class. So, like I said, I will be giving you some instructions that I expect you to follow. Some of the orders might seem a little random, but don't worry, there shouldn't be anything you are not capable of doing, all right? Now to start, I would like you to put your things by the door, take your jacket off, and hang it up over there by the bookshelf. Then take that collar that's sitting on the top shelf and put it on. For this experiment, from the moment you wear the collar until I take the collar off of you at the end of this session, you are not to speak. You may only express yourself through body language or vocalize with noises that a puppy might make. Understood? No. No speaking. Just an affirmative bark. Like a puppy. That was a rather confused sounding bark, but it's a start. You'll be spending some time on the floor, so you are going to want to take off your jeans and put them with the rest of your things. Yes, I am serious. Take them off, then come back here, on all fours. That's right. Good boy. I'm going to clip this leash to your collar, and you are going to come with me. I'll walk around the room a little bit, and you'll crawl. This should give you some time to get more in the mindset. It's just... Ah. There we go. Come on. Heel. That's it, pup. Just keep pace with me. And again, one more time around the room. Very nice. You are being a very well-behaved puppy. Now, sit. Good boy. Shake. That a boy. You're such a good boy. And, speak. No talking, remember? This is your last reminder. I'm not warning you again. Next time there will be consequences. Give me a little bark. What was that sorry excuse for a little yip? Bark for me, puppy. No, come on. Do it properly. Bark. I said bark. You're just asking for it. Come here, now. You don't want to bark? That's fine. We'll get this underwear down and... We went over this. You don't talk back. You just obey orders. How is that so hard to understand? Naughty pup. Oh, you're feeling sorry now. That's right, you're sorry. Well, I hope you learned your lesson. Are you going to behave and be a good pup now? And where do you think you're going, Oh, let me guess. The deal's off. You think it's that easy to get away? Just as I can add a credit, I can take a credit away from past courses, too. Don't you forget that. Do you want to finish your program or not, doggy? Is that a growl I hear? You're growling at me. You fucking dare to growl at me? Fuck me. No, fuck you. Here I was all this time thinking you would want to be a simple pup. But no, you want to behave like a little bitch. Is that it? You want to be a little bitch? Fine. I'll treat you like a puppy bitch then. Get down there and stay down. I will just hold your face against the ground if you keep struggling. Huh? Yeah, you're suddenly a lot more compliant. It seems like you just need someone to take control of you and make you behave. Is that right, puppy? You need to be shown who's the alpha around here. Look at you. Bright red ass up in the air, bright red face on the ground. Not such a smart guy now, are you? You're so desperate to finish your program that you'll whore out your fucking ass for the grades to pass a course. Puppy for pay, is that it? Or just a sad little crying bitch who's gonna get fucked by his teacher. That is all the lube you'll get. Unless you beg for more. But you can't bring yourself to do that, can you? That's right. Where did it come from? Teacher's gonna have a few surprises, don't you think? I hide my cock away under my skirt all day, but really, I'm quite proud of it. I mean, it's not every woman who has breasts as big as mine, as well as a cock as big as mine. I knew it would come to this with you. I knew going into this that I'd have to fuck you. Like the little bitch that you are. So before I came into work today, I got myself all excited and all aroused. I stroked myself thinking of this moment of what I'm about to do to you. I got my cock nice and hard. And then I had to strap it in under my skirt so no one could tell. But the hard-on's been there. It's been waiting. And I tucked it in. But it's been there the whole day. And now it's so easy for me to just pull up my skirt and take you. Like the little bitch you are. That's right. Whimper for me. Your squirming is only making me more excited. Fuck, you're tight. Oh. But I am gonna get it all the way inside. Have you ever been fucked before? Oh, I'm sure you've had sex. You've fucked other people. But has anyone ever fucked you? Not like this, I bet. I'm going to breed your ass real hard. Oh, fuck. Your ass is clamping up so tight, it's hard to pull this in and out. This is gonna be good, I can tell. Good for me, that is. For you? Maybe not so much. How do you like that, huh? Having your teacher's cock up your ass. Yeah. You really are a bottom bitch boy, aren't you? A fucking cock up your ass and you're actually hard. You're getting off on this. Reach back and spread it for me. I'm just going to use your fucking tight ass and you're going to let me. Isn't that right, puppy? Mm-hmm.
keep that ass nice and warm. Keep that ass firm, me. Keep it up nice and high. Oh, it's a good boy. Getting bread and you're enjoying the fuck out of this, huh? I'm gonna breed some fucking puppies into you. Are you getting close? Bark for me. That's right. Bark, bitch. I wanna hear you fucking howl. I knew you'd be a good choice for this. You were so eager to be helpful all the time, so eager to please. Oh. Here. Let me take that collar off of you now. Oh. Straighten your hair up, it's a little bit moist. It looks like we finished right on time, so you should be able to get cleaned up before your next class. It was very good for a first session. I'll even give you some bonus points for some theoretical action. You appreciate it. Didn't I mention? This first time was for 5% or 6% with that bonus. It's going to be a few more sessions before you'll get your full credit. I'll see you after class again next week.